This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Saturday right here with the Joe Messina Show. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. As I say, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and listen. Listen. Head over to, I keep telling you, it's one of the ways that we're able to make some money, we're able to make things happen, and one of the ways we can do so is simply by, you know, head over to MyPillow.com, MyPillow.com. Mike Lindell has made a way for us to make a few bucks online without being stymied or censored or any word that you want to use. But if you head over there, use promo code Joe, you'll save anywhere from 30 to 70% pillows, pillowcases, sheets, mattresses, well, mattress covers, and, you know, your doggy bed. I mean, some of you are really, you know, into your animals. So, you know, you can get over there, you can get a doggy bed, you can do all kinds of stuff. And it doesn't hurt to window shop. And once you're done window shopping, if you go ahead and choose something, you know, whatever it is you want to buy, throw it in the cart. Don't look at the price until you put in promo code Joe. And then you're going to find it's a whole different, you know, you're going to smile big and go, wow, that's really cool. And don't worry about all the other specials they have there. Those guys don't count. they've recently added beach towels. And if those towels are anything like the towels that we have for our shower, they're great. I was surprised with those and the sheets, the pillows, the pillowcases, all of them. Anyway, right, promo code Joe, MyPillow.com. You'll save a boatload of money on your slippers or bathrobes, pillows, pillowcases, all of that. All right. Back at it. But I, you know, it's not like a carnival barker with that stuff sometimes. It makes me crazy, right? All right, so I've made fun of this for a long time. I'm going to keep doing so because, again, it shows you how us Americans, they laugh at us about this stuff, right? You look at this and you say, How does one with a straight face going to tell you that this is healthy for you? Unless you're a large person to begin with, and you're kind of, I don't know, you're trying to say, look at me, I'm okay, I'm fine, this is wonderful. This whole body positive stuff, it's killing people. You know, and in the last few years, there's been a growing a movement, if you would, about this body positivity, you know, my body, I'm gorgeous, end of discussion. I'm not. I'm overweight. And it's wrong. And I don't even like the way I look. Now, interestingly, not toward being positive about keeping a lean and healthy physique. This is not what they're talking about when they talk about body positivity. Oh, no. You look at these people. They're obese. They're unhealthy looking. They can't walk far without sucking for wind. This is wrong to sell this to people. It's just wrong. And just because you feel good about yourself doesn't mean yourself is good, health-wise anyway. And now they got more and more big corporations jumping on the bandwagon. Right? It's, hey, well, think about a couple things here. You don't have to take responsibility for any of the bad decisions you make. You don't have to take responsibility for any of the food you jam down your throat or decide to eat or don't care that chocolate cake isn't really good for you. None of that stuff matters. Right? And as long as you want to tell people, I feel good about myself, I'm doing okay, this is great, then fine. But when you get down to this, and you look at some of them, look at your, what is it, the more and more people are succumbing to diabetes. Succumbing, you know what I mean? They think it's okay. They don't think it's a big deal. But this is insanity. This is, we're seeing this more and more with all kinds of things in people's life. We've got them hooked on video games. You've got them hooked on the smartphone. I know I sound like one of those guys, but see, I can back it up with science, not my feelings. I may feel good about myself while I'm dying of a heart attack because I'm eating those Twinkies I've been wanting to eat forever. You know, people, you don't have to be six-pack Joe and all that other stuff. That's not what we're looking for here. We're looking for you to take care of yourself. We're looking for you to be healthy. We're looking for you to be cancer-free, to be whatever, insulin-free from a standpoint of having to administer it to yourself. It's not shaming people. People, it's one thing if somebody's calling you names because you're overweight. That's different. All right, but if somebody is working with you, truly cares about you, is a friend of yours, and talks to you about their weight, it's only because they care for you. Don't chastise them for that. I got close friends to me all the time will say, really, do you need that dessert for lunch? My answer is always no, but I want it. That doesn't make it right. But the fact that there are large women out there telling the young girls and others, look, I don't want them to be anorexic either. There is a healthy median there. And I think it's okay to let them know that. Right? 855-ROAD-SHOW. 855-732-5563. Okay. We come back. We got to talk about the Pope. Yeah, no. Not in a bad way. I got to give him, you know, my Bible says to give credit where credit's due. Got to give him credit for coming out with this. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Mazzini Show.
Funny, because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back, Joe Senior Host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. And I need you to be part of the conversation. It's the way we win, the way things get better. As I said, 855-REAL-JOE, if you have a comment, 855-732-5563. God bless. I don't know. All right, so the Pope come out. And I guess he's been taking a lot of heat about not clarifying. Because, you know, I've talked to a few people that used to work at the Vatican. And they say, you know, sometimes it gets lost in the translation. I'm not so sure. I totally buy that. I think he has a mindset that he feels is the truth and real. But Biden, you know, the Pope came out and clarified his comments. I'm glad he did. Because there are people who have been running around forever saying the Pope is, you know, abortion is not a big deal. Same-sex marriage from a biblical standpoint, not a big deal. And none of that's really true. And I'm not speaking for the Pope. I'm speaking from a scriptural standpoint. Now, see, if you want to take a secular standpoint on all of this, all right, so be it. That's up to you. That's not my headache. It's yours. Right? And those are the things you need to pay attention to. Those are the things you need to be able to speak to. Now, you know, obviously, you don't have to answer to me for anything. I'm just saying these are the things where people talk about what's going on in the Catholic Church, what's going on in their own churches. Everybody's got their, every one of these churches have got some of their own issues to deal with. But the Pope, as far as many people were concerned, right, he does have his own way of placing things out there, of putting things out there. And there are a lot of Catholics that are confused that they're probably not, they're afraid to say anything more than anything. Not that you get excommunicated for it. But the Pope finally came out and spoke to the fact that when it comes to transgenderism, same-sex marriage, other things that are scripturally incorrect, if you would, those are not things that he stands for, that the Catholic Church stands for. And it floored a lot of people, although I got to tell you, I don't know how. I don't know how it would floor you, because it's in Scripture. He's not going to change Scripture for his own, I would hope. He's not going to change Scripture for, you know, his own self-edification or glorification. He's got a reason why he believes what he believes. Or should have, anyway. Anyway, with all that said, he came down, he talked about those issues of abortion, he talked about those issues of what's happening scripturally and in the church. And apparently Joe Biden was not happy. He didn't like the fact that the Pope had a viewpoint on, he said, was biblical. Seriously. And so he came back with a response. It's only Joe Ken. I can't, you know, you can't make up this stuff. You really can't. So Pope Francis did something not very unusual. He issued a declaration yesterday. He called it, I'm going to screw this up, Dignitas Infinita, in which he strongly defended the Catholic Church's dogma and doctrine without trying to improve or modernize it. Christians around the world celebrated it, but not, of course, Joe Biden. I'm not so sure he even knows how to spell Catholic at this point. The U.S. president called the cafeteria Catholic at times, who picks and chooses which parts of the teaching he respects. Nancy Pelosi does the same thing. A lot of them do the same thing at that level. Had to side with the trans indoctrinated over the pontiff. So Joe decided that the trans people were right and the pontiff was wrong. Nothing new. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre was questioned about Pope Francis' declaration condemning gender theory on Monday and affirmed President Biden's support for the transgender community. There's a difference between, you know, having dignity for people, treating people with respect, treating people right, and approving of a lifestyle or what have you. You treat a druggie, you treat a junkie with humanity. you don't agree with its lifestyle, right? You can, I don't know, I'm picking, right? You can disagree with how a prostitute lives her life. Maybe she's just trying to feed her kids, and that's the best she can do for the moment. Right, but she still should be treated humanely. Reporter was pressing Jean-Pierre regarding the Pope's Monday document, which formally reaffirms expands on Catholic Church's assertion that attempts to alter any individual's mutable gender are ultimately misguided attempts to play God. She declined to say what Biden thought of the document specifically, but added that he does support the transgender community. Okay. He said, we're pleased to see that the document furthered the Vatican's call to ensure that the LGBTQ plus are protected from violence and imprisonment around the world. However, the president will continue to be an advocate. Now, when you put however there, doesn't it kind of wipe out everything before it? The president continues to be an advocate for the rights, safety, and dignity of the LGBTQ plus community. Right, including transgender people here in the U.S. You know, again, what's interesting is none of us that don't agree with any of that want any harm to come to these people. None of us. Reporters want to know about the more specific comments about gender theory and transgender individuals. Right? She really was having a hard time. You can see it. You can see it in the video. You can see that she's having a hard time with it. She said, I'm going to be really careful. The president's role to litigate internal church policy, that's not his role. So I'm going to be super careful. She went on to say, but I can speak to the president's stance, and he's always been very clear on the importance of protecting or having protections. She already said this. She's stuck on one thing. Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more on this when we return.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Former President Trump intends to file a lawsuit against the judge overseeing his hush money case in New York. According to the New York Times, the lawsuit aims to challenge the judge's gag order, potentially delaying the trial. Trump facing charges of falsifying business records. The solar eclipse passed over North America Monday. It began along the Texas-Mexico border near Eagle Pass around 2:30 in the afternoon Eastern Time, then stretched across much of Texas through Illinois, Kentucky, and Ohio, and continued northwestern through New York and Maine. The solar eclipse ended after departing northern Maine around 3:30 in the afternoon. Three people are dead following a shooting at a law firm in Las Vegas. The incident happened at the Prince Law Group in Summerlin. Reports indicate that the shooting occurred during a deposition, resulting in the deaths of two people before the gunman turned the gun on himself. John Schaefer, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
We are back. Oh, I'm back anyway. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. And I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time that you send me emails, suggestions, whatever. And I get it. Hey, look. Some of you tell me, I don't want to hear my voice in the radio. Okay, well, then don't. I don't want to tell you. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. It is the best way to make things happen while you're getting informed. And there's no reason why you can't get informed. As I always say, it'll help you. It'll help you in the long run. I guarantee it. All right? All right. Here we go. Let's see. We were talking about the Pope and his recent letter to the Catholic Church, I guess, as a whole. Called it Dignitas Infinita. He dealt with a dozen contemporary issues. Now, again, people have been guessing as to what he's saying, how he's saying, what he means by it. So I personally believe this is a good move for him. I think this is good for him to come out, set the record straight, let people know truly what he was thinking. Right? And he dealt with issues including abortion, human trafficking, poverty, euthanasia, the death penalty, among a whole bunch of other stuff. Now, the name of the declaration is in Latin is For Infinite Dignity, and it was released after 5 years of development by the Holy Office. Now I'm not going to call them liars, but I think the heat got so bad that they finally had to come out and say, okay, hold it. Here's what I need. Regarding gender theory, whose scientific coherence is the subject of considerable debate among experts, the Church recalls that human life in all of its dimensions, both physical and spiritual, is a gift from God. He goes on to say that this gift is being accepted with gratitude and placed at the service of the good, desiring a personal self-determination as gender theory prescribes. Apart from this fundamental truth that human life is a gift, amounts to a concession to the age-old temptation to make oneself God, entering in competition with the true God, and of the love revealed in the gospel. So he's finally stepping up and hitting this stuff. And I know part of this, not for him, but for pastors, is they're trying to deal with this with a soft hand to draw people in. Soft hand so people will come to them and speak with them and have a dialogue with them. But if they read their own book truly the way it was written, Jesus looked at the Pharisees and the Sadducees and called them hypocrites. Because of what they, at some point in time, Jesus has had it. Yeah, he wasn't interested anymore. Do you blame him? No, I mean that in all seriousness. And people, some people, I'll say, truly only respond when you somewhat get up in their face. When you somewhat get up and say, this is it, this is how it's going to go down, and what you're doing is wrong. You don't have to be nasty about it. At least not the first time, anyway. The document continues along with another prominent aspect of gender theory, is that it intends to deny the greatest possible difference that exists between living beings, sexual difference. This foundation difference is not only the greatest imaginable differences, but it's also the most beautiful, the most powerful of them. In the male-female couple, this difference achieves the most marvelous of reciprocities. It thus becomes the source of that miracle that never ceases to surprise us. God's all about creating, right? Creating new life. It's all about family. He wants family. So, again, when you think about the creation of God, that he made the male and female for a reason. The document continues, another prominent aspect of gender theory is that it intends to deny the greatest possible difference that exists between living beings, sexual difference. There was a reason for that. Again, for procreation, God wants you to grow your family, to have a family, to love your family. Well, the White House correspondents didn't care about it. The document also dealt with the church's condemnation of abortion, Francis' strong criticism of surrogate pregnancies, for which he called for a worldwide ban. You know, and again, he taking a beating for this. We were told that was going to happen. If you're a Christian in your own scripture, in your own book, it says they're going to hate you for my sake. They're going to hate you because you loved me. That was 2,000 years ago he called that. Do you have the stomach for it? Right? Do you have the ability? Do you have the stomach? Stomach? What's a stomach? Anybody know what a stomach is? Stomach for it? Seriously. 855-ROLD-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I started talking about this earlier. I'll dump this in a minute, but I mean, my God. College education in the U.S. would soon top over $100,000. I don't know how anybody's going to pay that. You can't pay it back. Almost impossible. I think Kimberly Marin was right when she said earlier that, you know, between the Pell Grants and other grants that are available for these schools, or to be able to go to these schools, the loans, how easy it is to get a loan in this country to go to these schools. That's a problem. Look at these young people, it's like anything else. Can we just be honest about it? I mean, seriously. They give a young person a credit card with a $10,000, $50,000 limit. Tell me what happens. No, seriously. In all seriousness. You know what's going to happen. There'll be a $50,000, most of them, not all of them. There'll be a $50,000 in a matter of no time, right? That simple. Now, Vanderbilt University, for instance, the total, the cost of the room, board, personal expenses, you know, give them equipment, the whole nine yards, all the way through, $100,000. Wow. The average price of tuition, fees, housing, food at four-year public colleges are still up over $25,000. Now, some students, if they do a little work on the computer, they can get grants, they get financial aid. I mean, over 31% of the students at four-year public schools pay nothing on tuition or fees, for that matter. When you go to a private college, it's about 18%, but they earn scholarships for, you know, whether it's sports or academics or what have you. So when you see all of this, is it really worth it? What will you make? How long will it take you? Well, unless you're an attorney or a doctor, but even that takes a while. How long will it take you to make your money back in the career you want to go into? Now, I know some people say you need to love your work or else it really is a job. But are you going to pay $150,000, $200,000 or more maybe for a job that will take you 10 years to get the money back? 5 year, whatever, to pay off? I mean, seriously. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Think this stuff through before you encourage your kids to strap themselves with these kind of loans. To strap themselves with this kind of overhead, if you would. Besides, you may never get them out of your basement if you don't. Encourage them to look hard. All right. Don't you love this? Here in California, I'm telling you, it's something in the air, and it's more so up in Northern California. A San Francisco proposal would allow lawsuits against grocery stores and their closures. Yeah, that's right. You heard me. Yeah, I didn't stutter, right? A San Francisco lawmaker introduced a proposal. It would require grocery stores in the city to provide 6 months' notice before closing a store and to explore a replacement supermarket at the vacated location. So it's my job as I'm going bankrupt, as I'm going down, as I'm going under, because your people are coming in here and stealing all my stuff for me to make it better. Got it. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer, and we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case, and they're so good they stake their reputation on it. By only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Hey folks, Tom D for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, ghosts, zombies, UFOs, crop circles, and more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people who seek a little more than the other dating services offer. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and you want to connect with others, use the code George for a substantial discount. So many people want to share their experiences with the paranormal, the afterlife, the unusual, and this is the place to meet and share common interests with those of like minds. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com. That's ParanormalDate.com. Use the code word George and start meeting others. Get going now and connect with someone you like.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Youngevity for over 17 years, since before it was Youngevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Youngevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Youngevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Youngevity.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Enjoying it. I like the beat. Joe Bacino, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the solution. And you do that by getting involved and getting informed, really, right? You truly need to know the issues before you speak to them. I thought the other one, that, you know, I've talked to, well, frankly, quite a few young people about. They don't want to come off as not knowing, but you sound worse when you come off as ignorant. And it's okay to say, look, I don't know. I am not familiar with. Right? And you can even, you know what, even have them enlighten you if you would. Nothing wrong with it. There's nothing wrong with saying, I'm not well versed in that area. I don't know much about A, B, and C. And you'd be surprised what you might learn. All right. Back to my San Francisco issue. This is great. So, I was saying that they're trying to pass an ordinance that would fine supermarkets that close without a six-month notice. Right? So, the Lawmaker up there introduces a bill that would require grocery stores in the city to provide 6 months of notice before closing a store and to explore a replacement supermarket at a vacated location. Now, Dean Preston is a member of the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. He's the one that introduced the calls for the Grocery Protection Act. What does that sound like to you? They're great at this, aren't they? It sounds like they're protecting your groceries. Maybe the prices, freshness, that kind of stuff. That's not it at all. So you go to these stores, you can rip them off blind. Right? You can steal their booze and their meat and all kinds of other stuff. Go in there, ransack the place, not provide them police protection like you're supposed to. And then if you go, wait a minute, we've lost all kinds of money, we got to go, we got to get out of here. They go, no. You still got to take a beating for 6 months, and then when you're done taking that beating, you better have somebody to fill that space. Even, think about this, they tried to float this back in 85. And even then, Mayor, I'm ready for this one, San Francisco Mayor Dianne Feinstein said, whoa, this is way too liberal, way too much for this city. Now, the proposal would require grocery store owners to provide 6 months written notice to the Board of Supervisors. So think about what these people are constantly going down the road of, we decide what you can open, where you can open, what you need to open, you know, done with permits and taxes and all kinds of other stuff, the upgrades that you need to do. And then when you decide you're going to shut down, you need to get permission from us to shut down. Really? They've got to do notices to both the Board of Supervisors and the Office of Economic and Workforce Development. The store would also be required to post notices at all entries and exits as a means of informing customers and general public. Now, it was a good idea in 84, and it's even a better idea now, Preston said. It was not a good idea in 84, which is why they wouldn't let it go through. I love this one. Our communities need notice, an opportunity to be heard, and a transition plan when major neighborhood grocery stores plan to shut their doors. We have security, food security needs for our seniors and families. Maybe you guys, instead of constantly pummeling the businesses, instead of constantly punishing the businesses for trying to make a few bucks, maybe you should provide the police protection they need. Maybe you should provide the services that they're paying taxes for. Don't they have a right? Do they have any rights? Or is your idea, as most cities run by, you know, progressives, you just pay what we want you to pay, we'll do what we want to do, and you can go pound sand? Come on, really? San Francisco, and again, this is a San Francisco lawmaker. So you already know where the mindset is. The fact that he thought it was a good idea in 84 just shows you how out of touch he is. And again, trying to legislate or force businesses to do, you know, again, I would love to know if this guy ever owned a business in his life, if he ever wrote a paycheck for anybody. Right? The six-month notice requirement would be waived if the closure is caused by business circumstances that weren't reasonable. Or foreseeable. You mean like them coming in and wiping the whole store out? God. Oh, if it was closed due to a natural disaster or emergency, that would be okay too. Probably most of those started by the San Francisco Board of Supervisors. Anyway. And if you're relying on one of these, you know, because of a natural disaster, you still have to give notice to the community. So what's the difference? Under the legislation, any person affected by the grocery store's failure to comply with any of these requirements could initiate legal proceedings for damages, injunctive relief, declaratory relief, and a writ of mandate to remedy the violation. So you're going to force them to stay open with money you don't have. They're going to do the same thing here that's being done in New York right now. They're going to have businesses come in and go, yeah, no. With all these regulations, there's no way I'm going to open up new. Not going to happen. Now, And the proposal comes as San Francisco deals with a rise in store and office closures. They're closing everywhere. They don't have the money. They can't keep it open. They can't protect themselves. They can't get people to come to their places of business. Why? Come on, think about it. They can't get people to show up because there's poop in the streets. There's crime all over the places. People sleeping and shooting up everywhere. And they're going to force you to deal with that. Look, if you get out of your little bubble and go look at some of these San Francisco businesses that are closing down, look at some of the videos that have been put up by these people. There was just a couple of stores recently that were almost 100 years old that were closing. Why? Mostly because of crime. They couldn't keep their employees safe. They were telling their employees, don't go out for lunch. Stay in the building. Come on, think about it. This is craziness. And the mere fact that they think that this makes sense, that they're going to force the business to do what they want them to do, how they want them to do it, is even crazier. Last year, Whole Foods located in San Francisco closed a little more than 1 year after it opened. Now, these people at Whole Foods and other places like that, they don't make these decisions lightly. They don't make the decisions to invest and move in, nor do they make the decisions to move out lightly. Right? So it closed. The records indicated that the market location was the scene of ready for this, 568 emergency calls in a 13-month period due to incidents such as vagrants throwing food, yelling, fighting, and attempting to defecate on the floor in the store. In all that time, with everything that went down, only 14 people were arrested. Safeway announced, which is a supermarket chain here, they announced that they were done. Right? That's it. We had it. No more. And I don't blame them. It gets to the point, listen, it gets to the point where you're not going to fight this stuff anymore. Right? It planned to close a grocery store in the city this March. Said it would keep the Webster Street store open at least until next January. I would imagine, I don't know this for sure, but you don't take this kind of monetary beating without some help. And I am sure because they couldn't afford to lose another grocery store that the county came in and said, hey, here's what we'll do for you. Right? Here's how we'll cover you. But you got to stay. People have to have a way to get food. And maybe, I'm just suggesting something here. Might be crazy, but maybe if they would simply protect these stores, protect the food, protect the people going in and out, these stores would stay. 855-REAL-JOE. I know. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. You know, I keep hearing about how great the economy's doing, and yet Petco's facing downgrades amid sales, profits, and shares that are declining. Petco, you guys buy stuff for your dog no matter what's going on. You'll starve yourself. I found out about horse people. These people love their horses so much, they will pay for the horse's room and board, medical expenses, and sleep in the back of their car. You know, I mean, look, to each his own. I'm not going to make fun of somebody like that. You love me. Maybe that's it for you. Maybe that's all you got in your life for the moment. Okay, great. But, man, you're going to sleep in your car to make sure the horse has a nice place to stay and gets fed properly. You would think Petco wouldn't have an issue. Anyway, we'll deal more with this on the other side of the break. Joe Messina, your host. God bless. If you got to go, you're going to miss out. Otherwise, come on back. I got a lot more. I got a lot more that I want to talk about and deal with. The grocery price is up 40% higher than in 2019. I don't think you're going to hear that in most places. Be back in a few minutes.
Count it right now.